This is John Batchelor in conversation with my colleagues, Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. We turn to the court dates, the felony court dates before former President Trump. The presumption at the end of 23 was that the first court date would be the federal trial in the District of Columbia brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith, scheduled to begin March 4th. However, because of the Supreme Court decision to rule on the obstruction charges, two of the four charges against the former president are obstruction, that decision is expected in late June. Therefore, Judge Kotkin is unlikely to proceed, given the matter of obstruction is in abeyance. However, Andy McCarthy brings forward the possibility that the Manhattan trial by Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, long believed to be the weakest case, but nonetheless it was the first piece of news in 23 about these matters. That case was scheduled initially for March 25th, and it was believed that it wouldn't go forward because the federal trial would be underway. However, now Andy entertains otherwise. Here's Andrew McCarthy to explain, and also the details, the housekeeping of how you schedule trials, how long they take, what the judge's calendar is, what the lawyer's calendar is. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, responding to a question by Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness.
Well, I think there's a chance that he could, Thaddeus, because even though the March 25th trial date seemed implausible, given what was going on with the scheduling of the federal cases, the judge in the Manhattan Criminal Court never vacated it. He never, you know, it's been a placeholder for all the lawyers in that case all along. Now, what frequently happens just with the logistical difficulty of scheduling trials is if you're dealing with, you know, busy people and busy litigators, they have openings in their calendar for what would be, I guess this would be a 2 to 3 week trial. So the question is, were the lawyers led to believe that this trial wasn't actually going to happen and therefore they could schedule other matters because the March 25th date wasn't real? It looks to me like they were never told that. So I would assume that the lawyers at least had to keep their calendars open for the possibility of a March 25th trial. But there's a lot of work that would have to be done between now and then, including a lot of motion practice. I've always thought that case had a very good chance of being thrown out prior to trial because I think, among other things, the statute of limitations has been violated. But we'll have to see what happens in the next few weeks.
More of this later.